On March 29th, Commissioner Kyler of District 2 hosted a town hall meeting at Coppermine Pantherplex to update the community on various topics and to address questions or concerns from the community.
Good evening. Welcome. I'm Kenny Kyler, newly elected commissioner for District 2. I've been a commissioner now for about 16 weeks, served on the Board of Ed before that, but this is different. And I'll probably say this a couple times tonight. I love Carroll County and I love what I'm doing. If any of you are in District 2 and if any of you happen to vote for me, thank you. I wanted to start with District 2. I felt this was kind of the middle. Like other commissioners, we've all talked together. We want to try to do three or four of these a year, and I'll move it around the district. I think that's the most fair, but I thought this would be a good place to start. As I've said, I've been on the board for about 16 weeks. In this time period, and me and the other commissioners, we have met with fire departments, nonprofit, community groups. We still have many to meet. We approved a six-month community solar moratorium. Last week, we started that process to establish a task force and have staff develop proposed recommendations for code changes. We're hoping that that can be accomplished in less than the 6 months, but we felt that was a reasonable amount of time to allow. We all did our first State of the County address. Commissioner Rothstein got to do his fifth, but we all did our first, the rest of us. For the first time that I'm aware of, we hosted a welcome reception for other municipal, county, state leaders at Exploration Commons in Westminster Library. We feel strongly that we want to make sure, and one of the reasons I love Carroll County, you go to other counties, I don't think everybody works together like Carroll County does. The state's attorney, the sheriff's office, the staff there, the school system, the individual towns, everybody works together. And we felt like we wanted to start off with an event that we're going to continue doing to get everybody together to just talk informally. We've increased some of the ag preservation acres. We do a weekly legislative update from Annapolis at every one of our Thursday meetings. I've spent, and Commissioner Rothstein, almost every Wednesday in Annapolis. We're both involved in MACO and do a lot with that, but we haven't had a Wednesday yet that we didn't get to meet a senator or a delegate or a secretary, and they've been great. And again, we need to work together with them. We need them and we need what they do in Annapolis. Next Wednesday, we're actually going to meet the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Anthony Woods. We've met a couple secretaries, and we've met everybody that deals with Carroll County. We met with the Board of Ed to discuss Maryland Blueprint. That's going to affect all of us, and I'm not sure all the effects are going to be positive. Twice we've met with Senator Ben Cardin, including a second meeting that was the Veterans Small Business meeting with Senator Cardin and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs and many veterans and businesses. Commissioner Rothstein and I attended Governor Moore's State of the State speech. We participated in Maryland Municipal League and municipality meetings. Again, it's very important that the county work with all of our individual towns and cities. We've done tours with community partners and department update presentations. And again, I've got a lot more to meet and learn from. As everybody's aware, they're working on EMS and a lot of changes with our volunteer fire departments. We've worked on that. Last week, we started with our budget process. We're doing presentations. There's been a rough budget, and we're going to start next week doing work sessions with the budget. That's very critical, I think, with safety in Carroll County, with the schools and the blueprint changes. Money's going to be tight, and it's going to be very hard to make a lot of decisions on how we do with the budget. I'll say this now, and I'll say this again at the end. Please contact me. If you have questions, you have comments, the best way is my cell phone, 443-986-1458, or my email, kkyler@carrollcountymaryland.gov. Not a speaker, but I'd like to introduce my wife, Rhonda Kyler. She pretty much made me do it, and that's why I'm here. And she raised me and three children and did a great job. I've got to tell a quick story. I grew up on a farm and then worked construction, so my big decision was which jeans am I wearing today and what plain t-shirt. Then I got involved in this stuff and it started to matter how you dressed. Well, I got to be, unfortunately I was in court a few times, but I also got to go in as an expert witness, and the attorney tells me, don't wear brown. You look less honest in brown. Wear blue, gray, or black. You look less honest in brown. So tonight she hangs out my clothes, and I said, told her the story, and she said, it looks great on you. So here we are, Rhonda.
Moving on to questions from the community, Commissioner Kyler gave his response to a concern about continued community support for volunteer services in light of the establishment of Carroll County's new Department of Fire and Emergency Medical Services.
I think one of the things that we got to really reinforce in the community is it's a hybrid system. Yes, there are paid. Yes, there are maybe even some equipment bought and, you know, insurances and such, but it's still a large part volunteer, and we need the individual donation. So if you're a fundraiser, and then the other thing I just want to mention, none of our delegates or senators could be here tonight, but there's also a grant with the state that we're all fighting for to try to go towards your building. And with the change in governor, that got pulled, and then that got put back, and I'm not sure if it's going to be pulled or put back. But I do want to thank our senators and delegates in Annapolis for they've been fighting hard for it. And so that is some state money that goes towards it. And I recognize what you're saying. I'm pretty conservative. I don't even know if I can say the T word, but sometimes we do need it. And then, do you have any thoughts on the fundraising? Because I am worried that if people see that the county, the state, whatever is contributed, they're going to think, well, you know, I don't have to give. You know, I'm billed for an ambulance. I don't have to give. But I know our family in the past, we moved from Hampstead, Manchester to Lyneburgh. We don't contribute every year to all three, but we probably do to two out of the three because, unfortunately, I know this is a secret, but I'm pretty stupid, and I broke my leg on a four-wheeler, and I loved that ambulance that came and got me, you know?
Commissioner Kyler then responded to questions regarding the recently adopted six-month moratorium on community solar before inviting Chris Hine, Director of Land and Resource Management, to give further clarification.
And I understand the frustration, and it would be good to talk to the zoning, but for as far as planning and engineers, their job is to follow what is the law. They can't change it as much as sometimes they'd like to, maybe. But it's frustrating, and I know I talked to you guys before the meeting, and you're very frustrated, and we feel it, and we're discussing it, but I'm not sure where it's going to end up. I don't think I need to say this. I'm quite confident, but yes, you've been fighting it, but it's not over. And again, like Commissioner Rothstein said to you, you're doing the right things. You got to keep doing it. And unfortunately, no different than wrestling. Sometimes there's a winner and sometimes there's a loser, and it's not fun, but you've got to fight, and you've got to speak your mind. And again, like I say, I love Carroll County, but like I say, I've seen already some 3-2 votes, and sometimes I'm part of the two. But when we're done, we made our decision, and now it's our decision. But it's tough sometimes. It truly is.
After nearly 2 hours, the meeting concluded with some final comments from Commissioner Kyler.
Again, I love Carroll County, and we got some great people working hard to do stuff here. I want to thank the community members that came out and either spoke tonight or didn't speak tonight. And I know it's hard. And again, I think one of them mentioned, sometimes you don't want to get up to the mic in front of people. Again, my cell phone is 443-986-1458. It's on cards at the back of the room, as well as my email address. And for the last time, I love Carroll County. I love what I'm doing. I appreciate that you gave me that opportunity, and thank you very much.
To watch this and other town halls, as well as all Board of County Commissioners open sessions, tune into Comcast Channel 24. You can also find these and meetings of other boards and commissions through the meeting portal at carrollcountymd.gov or at youtube.com/carrollcountygov.